Hi, I'm Maddie, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Maddie.
I'm Maddie.
So first off, this is my first time speaking ever, so, you know, I get a little nervous, get a little off track. It's okay. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. I'm pretty new in the program. I'm coming up on God-given two years in November. Thank you. What it was like, I was born in Eastern Washington. We moved over to the Seattle area when I was, I think, about six. It's a little fuzzy for me. I grew up in a home with an alcoholic, was very dysfunctional. From what I can remember, since I was about the age of 10, I had to learn to do things pretty quickly on my own, how to cook, clean, do my laundry, all of that, take care of others. I've always been a caretaker, nurturer. I do remember that there's countless nights of my mom, who was the alcoholic in my home, of drunken nights where, you know, 2-3 in the morning, she was stumbling home, and I was taking care of her, being that nurturer again. And I do remember that taking a huge toll on my little girl, is what I like to call her. And I just remember that being so hard because I was so broken. And in that brokenness is where I lived. I was that victim, and I stayed in that for long periods of time. You know, and through that, I learned how to be a good victim, right? Like I learned how to rest on that and how to get attention from that. And, that just served a lot of my past. So fast forward to getting sober, for me, it looked like a lot of fear and a lot of suicide in my story. You know, alcohol played a huge part, as well as many other drugs. For me, it was like the more and more and more of what I could get, and how I could feel those voids of fear and hopelessness and that desire that I longed to have. I was then admitted to a psych ward after many attempts of suicide. And finally, I think that allowed me to really get honest, get vulnerable, and really lean into my higher power. For me, I call that my higher power God. And I finally had a shift in my vision and what that looked like for me and how I was going to live my life moving forward. With that, I was able to ask for help. I had called someone who was very, very dear to me, and basically was like having a normal conversation. How are you? How was your weekend? Kind of a thing. And I just like let loose. And it was one of those things where it was like that person was exactly who I needed. My higher power brought me to that person. And I basically was just like, here's the deal. I'm miserable. I'm in so much fear. And at this point, like, it's either life or death for me. And I remember that like it was yesterday. It was so vivid, so clear. And that's what I need. I need to just be heard. And that is when the floodgates had opened for me to really blossom into who I am today. So moving from that conversation that I had with that person, I found the rooms. My mom, who I grew up with, the alcoholic in my family, is now sober today. And with that knowledge and that help from those people who I love dearly, who are in the program, I found my way into there. And today, I live a completely different life than who I used to be. You know, from those relationships with the people who have hurt me and that little broken girl, I've been able to rebuild those. Today, I'm closer than I have ever been to my higher power. I lean into my higher power every day, morning and night. You know, the 86, 87, when we, upon awakening, and as we retire, those are my daily rituals. And I think most importantly for myself, I found myself again. I found the joy and that self-love that I never really had. I never really knew who I was since I had to grow up so young. And I just get to show up for myself, I think, and show up for others. And I think that, like, that is what's most important to me in my daily life. I am present, I'm available. I put action to my problems. I show up for people. I answer my phone when they call. And, you know, today I'm able and I get to do those hard things that I never thought I would be able to do because of the fear and everything that, you know, hindered my progress. And I just think that, like, through Alcoholics Anonymous in this program and working the steps and really unpacking all of that hurt and that fear for me was everything that I needed in order to blossom into who I am today. I stand tall today. I stand in my skin. I love who I am. And, you know, I'm so grateful for this program because it genuinely has saved my life. And, you know, I can't thank enough of those people who have been a part of my story, who show up for me today. Today rebuilding those relationships and really making up and doing those amends for me has been huge. I just think that for me, finding myself was all I needed to really blossom into who I am today. So I still have 8 minutes, but that's all I have. So thank you.
Thanks, Maddie.